Hello everybody, it's John, and I'm speaking to my very good friend Peter Conway again this afternoon. And there are quite a few readings that Peter would like to share with us. So, over to you, Peter, and can you start us off with the first reading, please, and tell us all about it?
Yes, John, yes. The period between autumn and Christmas, not everybody's cup of tea, is it? The days are short, you go to work in the dark, you come home in the dark, and in between it's cold and wet and yes. miserable, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, it used to be worse.
Yes.
Before we had smoke abatement, we had fog.
Oh, yes, we did.
And I mean fog. Real pea soupers, when you couldn't see your hand in front of your face.
Yeah, this is so.
Now, if people think I'm exaggerating, this is what Thomas Hood has to say about it. No sun, no moon, no morn, no noon, no dawn, no dusk, no proper time of day, no sky, no earthly view, no distance looking blue, no road, no street, no t'other side the way, no side to any row, no indications where the crescents go, no top to any steeple, no recognitions of familiar people, no courtesies for showing them, no knowing them, no travelling at all, no locomotion, no inkling of the way, no notion, no go by land or ocean, no mail, no post, no news of any foreign coast, no park, no ring, no afternoon gentility, no company, no nobility, no warmth, no cheerfulness, no healthful ease, no comfortable feel in any member, no shade, no shine, no butterflies, no bees, no fruit, no flowers, no leaves, no birds, November.